Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, got some weekend sports audio for you guys, you gals, all you out there. It's going to be fun. None of it really pertains to much of anything.
It's just random bits of audio.
Totally random, but it all caught my eye, or as I should say, my ear.
There you go.
My ears. We'll start with the NCAA tournament. I don't know if you know this, but Florida Atlantic is in the Final Four.
Go Owls. It's very exciting.
Their broadcaster's name is Ken LaVica, and as you can imagine, I mean, he is... You know, that's his Super Bowl.
Well, imagine, right? This is the equivalent of, like, Jason Swigard and, like, the Portland Pilots going to the Final Four.
Well, and Swigard's a radio professional. This guy, he looks pretty young and bro-y and, like, I mean, this is his moment.
Dirt and Sprague had him on last week. Ken LaVica, yeah.
So he looks pretty young. He's got a beard. He looks like an MMA fighter. Yeah. He's got a beard and bro hat and everything.
What's his name? I gotta look this guy up.
His name is Ken LaVica. Well, he almost missed his big moment because apparently the NCAA media row is run by Odyssey.
Mm-hmm.
And it got all screwed up at the end of it because they're, you know, the Kansas State game came down to the wire, right?
Yeah.
For a chance to go to the Final Four. He speaks with, who's this guy? Yeah,
Andy Katz.
Andy Katz about what happened.
Ken LaVica, 640 a.m., Fox Sports Radio. I was two seats away from you. I felt awful. Power went out. This is the call of your life. FAU going to the Final Four. How did you handle not knowing if you'd be able to make the call? Because you were gone for, what, 30 seconds or so?
About 30 seconds or so. So all of the Ethernet along this front row here at Madison Square Garden went out with 18 and 6:10 seconds left. And we actually got saved by a Kansas State layup and a timeout called by Jerome Tang that gave me time to scramble. And you saw me, Andy. It was getting a little rough. Life's dream is crumbling before me. I grab from that second table an Ethernet cord, plug it into my broadcast equipment. One of my teammates from ESPN West Palm in West Palm Beach sitting next to me held the Comrex unit while I called the final 15 seconds of the game, and the day was saved.
So how do you feel about your call?
Oh, I loved it. Come on, Andy.
What'd you say? You got to remember it.
I said, Houston, you have a problem. Florida Atlantic's coming to win a championship.
I love it. I love it, and guess what? The Ethernet cords, the power, it's going to work in Houston. Trust me.
Andy, appreciate you, man.
Yeah, so... It's kind of hard to understand, but I mean, that, imagine being a Florida Atlantic fan,
mm-hmm.
and you're listening to their one moment.
Yep.
It's like, oh my God,
here it is.
We could go to the Final Four, and the broadcast cuts out. But he said, luckily,
that we know anything about that broadcast cutting out. That never happens.
Right.
But at that moment?
But right at the last, he said the last 18 seconds, but they were saved because Jerome Tang called a timeout. I mean, that's unbelievable.
Can you imagine the pucker factor? And you're right, he's a total bro.
Yeah.
Kind of looks like Shane, my ticket guy. You imagine the amount of panic that was in that guy's body. Scrambling to grab a random cord. Someone else is holding the Comrex is like the machine in which they're broadcasting out of, you don't know.
Yeah.
Little knobs and dials and... Oh my!
Things that don't work.
Yeah,
yeah. Like I would imagine he's used to it, having worked at Florida Atlantic, or if he's an Odyssey employee, he's used to it.
Yeah.
But
at that moment,
God, that's got to be frustrating. But they got it. They got the call to the people back in Florida.
The closest thing that's ever happened, like if you ever been illegally streaming something at the big moment, like it's like that feeling, but a thousand times worse.
Yeah, I have had that.
Yeah. You'll be watching, like, I'll be watching, like, a UFC fight or whatever, and, like, all of a sudden the crowd roars, and, like, the screen just goes blank, and I'm like, what the hell?
And then it takes forever to
get back. Yeah, and then you just get the wheel of death. You're like, please just buffer. Come on.
Now, Jerome Tang is the coach at Kansas State, and he had a great year with them. They were excellent, fun to watch. He's a pretty high-energy guy.
Yeah.
Now, how do you feel about... coaches going into opposing locker rooms? Because I cannot stand it when coaches do this. Here is Jerome Tang in the Florida Atlantic locker room.
Your toughness, your togetherness, your ability to make plays for each other, right? Like the way you communicate with each other. There's nobody can beat y'all, right? Nobody can. So just stay together. Don't get distracted between now and then, all right? Stay locked in. Keep doing what you're doing. Y'all the toughest son of a guns we played all year long. Just proud of y'all.
No, they're not. Right? Yeah, see, get out of my locker room, man. If I'm Dusty May, isn't that
their coach? Dusty Bottoms.
I hate that. Get out of here.
Yeah, look. I go two ways on this. One, I think the Tanger's kind of fun. He's a big ball of energy. He's got some of that like Dion Preacher vibe about him going on.
A little bit. But that, I mean, talk about making it all about you.
Yeah, it's a little.
That's what the post-game handshake line is for.
It is a little weird that an opposing coach is giving my squad a pep talk.
It's disrespectful. Basically, what he's saying is, you really want to hear from, like, this is special that I am going to address you because we were the favorite and we're such a great, get out of here, Tang. You coach at Kansas State.
Is it possible that Dusty Buck, has a coach ever said no?
Douche. Well, I don't think there's any choice. He wasn't invited into the room. It looked like, there's video of it.
He just walks
to the door and they just start listening to him.
I mean, it is a little weird. I think Dirt and Sprague were talking about this. It's like, are you just trying to recruit without recruiting? You're like, hey, and by the way, anyone that wants to come play for Kansas State next year, we have a bunch of money because your coach won't be here because he's going to leave and take the job at Xavier or whatever.
It's possible.
I feel like if I were one of his players, I'd be miffed. Like, why aren't, like, we just lost. We're in this emotional moment.
Right.
And like, you're going to run over and jollily like tell them like how great they are.
Well, I don't think there is any entity in the whole scenario that feels great about that. Like, one, the FAU players are probably like, what are...
Yeah,
what?
We know we're legit. Leave us alone.
Exactly. We just beat you. Yeah. Like, we don't... The FAU coach, he's pissed.
Yeah.
He's sitting over there like, what the hell? The K-State players are like, well, where's our coach?
He's over there.
Yeah, he's over there talking to the other team.
Congratulating the Owls.
So the only one that's good for is Jerome Tang, because Jerome Tang's all about Jerome Tang.
I will say that, yes, a lot of times the high energy preacher type does love themselves, well, themselves. But at the same time, you got to admit,
no,
he's kind of a fun.
Well, he certainly got them riled up there in Manhattan, and that's what they need. That's great for their program, but whatever. He sucks.
No Kansas.
We would never
bias.
Stoop that low. They
Bill Self would never do such a thing.
No. Speaking of, so you just said they love themselves.
Yes.
That tees us up for quick cocky LeBron audio.
Uh-huh.
Have you heard LeBron talking since he came back?
Yes.
LeBron has been hurt, but he came back and they...
The banged up foot.
They proceeded to lose.
Yeah.
In classic Laker fashion, but somehow we think that they're insurmountable if you play them in the playoffs. I don't know why, but here is cocky LeBron. He's sort of turning into Trump a little bit.
Really?
In that he has no shame in telling you how great he is. Here is the first clip talking to the media after that game.
What was the injury you were dealing with?
The injury I was dealing with?
I tore a tendon in my foot.
And that's normally longer than a 4-week recovery process.
It is.
When did you get a sense of you would have a plan to get you back faster than what the normal kind of routine is on that?
When the doctors told me I was healing faster than anybody I've seen before with the injury.
And how do you feel like
anybody ever?
You'll be able to manage it with
never
the final
seen
seven
it.
Regular season games plus whatever comes out to that?
It's day to day, obviously. the most important for me is Monday morning. When I wake up tomorrow, I step out of the bed and see what happens.
So he says, nobody ever has recovered ever better than me. It's unbelievable. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. It's one of one. I'm LeBron James. Nobody's ever recovered like me.
Well, he did say in his
greatest ever.
He did say in his barbershop show that once he won the title in Cleveland, that is when he knew he was the greatest of all time.
So then he drops another one a little bit later. Most of this is just pretty mundane, stupid stuff with him in the media. But I caught this little bit later in his presser.
Did anyone ever suggest surgery?
Yeah, two doctors.
Why did you decide against it?
Because I went to LeBron James of feet. And he told me I should.
The did any?
I'm not done. Nah. I'm not done.
Are you going to need surgery
on this after the season?
I don't know. Right now, I don't need it, so we'll see what happens. I'll probably get another MRI at the end of the season and go from there. But if I end up having to get surgery after the season, you guys won't know. I don't talk to you guys in off season, and by the time next season starts, I'll be fine. I'll be ready to go.
What country is the LeBron James feet based on? What country is LeBron?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh my God. I went to the LeBron James of feet.
Is he quickly becoming just
Jesus, like the, man?
Is he your new Carmelo Anthony? You just can't stand him.
No, LeBron's an awesome I mean, yeah. I got a lot of respect for LeBron, but as a player, Melo was a bum. Yeah. Always was a bum. But LeBron is just
he loves him again. He loves himself some LeBron.
Is there an athlete that you can think of? Uh-huh. This is the best way to put it. I think. At least this is the way it goes in my head. I don't think you can find me an athlete that will stand and look at himself in the mirror longer than LeBron James. Find me one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like just
self-love.
Oh my God. Just looking at it, just like, oh yeah.
A-Rod used to kiss himself in the mirror.
Ooh, that's good.
That was a bit awkward.
Current athlete though.
I'm trying to think of someone.
I just moved the goalpost. Trying to think
of someone that loves him. Like Floyd Mayweather loves him some Floyd. Like loves.
I was going to go to
Fight
Sports.
Floyd.
Maybe those guys are very into the self promotion. Yeah.
Conor McGregor and like Floyd, like
Ooh,
those
McGregor.
Types.
I can see McGregor. Yeah, swagging in front of the.
I think he may touch himself looking at himself. God. It's one of. Those.
I went to the LeBron James of feet.
I do enjoy your Trump doing LeBron that no one's ever healed.
No one's ever healed like me. It's never been done. It's me. I'm the greatest. So
you go, Antonio Brown. There you go.
Obnoxious. Oh, Antonio Brown?
AB. Yeah.
Pretty good.
That's a pretty good one.
Pretty good. Yeah. I think even Odell over Brown. I think Antonio Brown's just crazy.
Yeah.
I think Odell may be more into himself.
I'll say this, too. I don't know if there's anyone that is more. It's Russell Wilson and LeBron. I don't know, and LeBron does it way better. I don't know anyone who is more image conscious and tries to put on a good face more than LeBron and like Russell Wilson.
Well, Russell, I think, is better or more so than LeBron. In
yes,
that case.
It's like annoying. That's why I said LeBron's better, but. Dude, everything LeBron says, everything LeBron wears, the stupid books that he's always on page one of.
He's very contrived.
Yes. Yeah. Everything about that is, it is a deep, whether it's him or his agent or his PR person, everything that guy does is presented in a certain way for a certain reason. It's just that LeBron is so much better, and it doesn't come across as fake as Russell Wilson, but it's a package.
Well, what about KD? Because he has been called out by Charles Barkley on 60 Minutes.
Well, he's just sensey.
Yeah, that's exactly what Barkley said. Yeah. And shockingly, KD responded to Chuck calling him sensitive by being sensitive.
How dare you?
Among football coach audio, coming up next, fun with sports audio continues on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, a couple of other random pieces of sports audio here. Charles Barkley was on 60 Minutes. I did not see it, but I did see the clip circulating of him bashing Kevin Durant because he likes to do that.
Well, Chuck talks about just the you know NBA culture in general. It's kind of the same thing that like Damian Lillard talked about. I went and listened to that entire JJ Redick podcast, and you know it's Dame's just saying a lot of the same stuff that the older players are saying. I've heard Reggie Miller talk about this. You've heard Barkley, you know, a bunch of those guys, Shaq, Kenny, they all do that. It's a different league now than when those guys played. And I don't necessarily think it's for the better.
Well, Barkley's big thing is get out there and play.
Yeah.
Like all these guys sitting and stuff. He just doesn't get that. And he called Durant a little baby last year. And of course, Durant got pissed about that. He labeled him a bus rider.
Yeah.
during Brooklyn's playoff exit. So Barkley is taking shots at Durant. Of course, KD hears everything and it gets all sensey. Here is what Chuck said about him on 60 Minutes.
Kevin Durant.
He's very sensitive, great player. He's part of that generation who think he can't be criticized. He's never looked in the mirror and says, man, was that a fair criticism?
We're in agreement. Today's players are a little more sensitive to criticism than your
generation.
That would
be an understatement.
So Durant responded via social media.
Ah, yes.
And said, because he quote tweeted a clip of Chuck saying that. And he said, this ain't getting tired, Chuck. I'll never respect the words that come out your mouth. Fam, just deal. Let me start over.
Oh.
He says, I'll never respect the words that come out your mouth, fam. Just deal with it.
So, again.
Is that a good read?
Yeah, I loved it. You hit it on the head when you said Kevin Durant responds to someone calling him sensitive by being sensitive.
Yeah.
Like this,
because he is.
I see this all the time with celebrities and whatnot. They always start their posts with, I just couldn't stay quiet. Yeah, you can. Like if Kevin Durant gets called soft by Charles Barkley, just don't say anything. You're not required by law to clap back at someone, but people can't. They literally can't let it go. And yes, I do think in general we are raising the most sensitive generation in the history of mankind. And it's no surprise that it's trickling down into our athletes. And my favorite part about the sensitive athlete is no one will admit that they're sensitive. Won't happen. No one can just come out and be like, I got thin skin sometimes.
In fact, I think one, like they position it as, well, that's because I don't take any disrespect. They position it almost as a tough guy thing sometimes. Mm-hmm. Where like, I'm not going to let you talk about me like that.
Yeah, they don't understand. They don't see what we see.
No.
You know, it comes off, it lands totally different. Like we're, you know, out here observing and they think it's landing one way and it's not. He doesn't get that. Buck's exactly right about that.
All you need to know is Kevin Durant had a burner account to criticize and defend, criticize Kevin Durant's detractors and to prop himself up. And if you have a burner account and that's what you use it for, dude, take a long, hard look in the mirror because you got issues. For God's sakes. A
couple other little tidbits here. We've got Mike McDaniel, who I love.
Yeah, this was pretty good.
The Dolphins coach. Yeah. He was told, so they're meeting for NFL meetings. So all the coaches and everybody's in, I don't even know where they are, Arizona maybe?
Yeah, Phoenix, I think.
And McDaniel sat down and was doing his little media shtick, and they told him what the Commanders might sell for.
Yeah, it's going to sell for $7+ billion, and that could happen fairly soon.
And here's what he said.
Wow, the organization's worth that much? And, you know, I couldn't get free coffee.
He was there for a couple of years. He was there for 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, he worked there.
when I was with Tampa, we had a couple guys come over from the Cardinals. And this was before the Cardinals had like a resurgence. And, you know, they actually got good. That was like one of the organizations that you just didn't go to. And that was the big complaint. Like Thomas Jones is the guy that came over from Arizona. And he would be blown away because we had free snacks and drinks, and like people couldn't believe it. They're like, "What?" Like they had like a Gatorade machine, like a vending machine, like in their locker room. So if you wanted a sports drink or like a bottled water, you had to put money money in, and like it floored him. He was like, and no one could believe it. But there are organizations out there like that where that's. Every dollar counts, and I'll be damned. We're not giving away free coffee here. Are you kidding me? Daniel Snyder, ladies and gentlemen.
And last, Andy Reid, coach of the Chiefs. I love this because I always love it when coaches expose things that we think that they should know, yeah. But they really don't. Andy Reid has no idea who Jordan Love is, the quarterback of the
Green Bay
Packers. And here is evidence.
What did you think of Jordan Love in that quarter? One by up in the game that he played against you, what was that, 2 years ago?
Who's that?
Jordan Love.
Trying to remember Jordan Love.
The Packers, he started that game when Rodgers missed it because of COVID.
Oh, yes, absolutely, yeah. No, I thought what I remember, I thought he was good. You know?
He has no idea who Jordan Love is.
None, I love it.
And that's great. As you think, the coaches know the personnel like we do.
No, I will say, too, well, Andy Reid, also being an offensive guy, is going to be more concerned with the defense. And you'd also be blown away by how many guys only know numbers.
I was going to ask that because it feels like, having just spent a little time in Oregon football, so many coaches are like, watch out for 53 out there instead of middle linebacker.
It is, because that's all the tape,
right? It's all the tape. And unless you're a guy that truly has a name, it is a very surreal thing. College and the NFL, it's no different. A guy will just be like, look out, you know, 53, like he's a rolling ball of butcher knives. This guy's an absolute killer. And they'll never refer to him by name. And it's just your anonymous numbers out there unless you really establish yourself. But from what I remember is good.
He was pretty good. He's good. I don't know. Who?
God bless the NFL. Andy Reid doesn't have time to give two S's about what happened 2 years ago. With Jordan Love.
All right, the club is next. Barbie Bassett, a longtime Mississippi news anchor, fired. And we have the audio, and you will hear why. It is 6:01 on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.